Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 20th. 2 Chronicles 1 through 3, boom times. The king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar as plentiful as sycamore fig trees in the foothills. All throughout the days that Solomon was busy building the temple in Jerusalem, the Lord showered prosperity on Israel. Enormous sums of money, tens of billions in today's dollars, were spent on the construction of the temple. Trade with surrounding nations was booming. Mineral wealth was being developed around the region and brought by caravan and ship to Israel. Tribute from all the subject nations poured into its coffers. Unemployment was likely non-existent. The general economic climate was positively astounding. For how long? Only so long as Israel remained faithful to her God. Once the temple was complete, and Solomon turned his attentions to other pursuits, the prosperity started to slip away. By the end of his reign, a few days hence in our readings, taxes had become confiscatory. The people rebelled. The kingdom was split, not simply into two roughly equal nations, but into one much larger, but poorer, and one much smaller, though wealthier. Eventually, all that silver and gold, those fine artworks, all that lavish, ornate, awesomely expensive stuff was redistributed to the nations that came and ransacked once splendid Israel. All that remained were the stones that predated the flowing gold and silver. The scrubby sycamore fig trees silently grew on the hillsides of Israel after all that fine cedar was used to burn down the walls of Jerusalem. Prosperity may or may not come to a nation or to a family. History does teach us that prosperity, if it comes, does not last. What does last? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.